Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm your host, Dr. Tremaine Clarity. This podcast is focused on all aspects in education that are happening right here in the Brown Area School District. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup, the Verona Area School District's podcast, where Superintendent Dr. Tremaine Clarity shares updates and interviews guests from around the district.
Hello, Marcy.
Hello there, Dr. Clarity. That's Dr. Tremaine Clarity. I'm Marcy Pfeiffer-Soderblom. Today we're hearing from Ms. Teresa Voss, the Verona Area High School Library Media Center Director and District Librarian. We'll be talking about books, 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 and more.
Welcome to the show. I am so excited to be here today. Marcy, thanks for that great greeting. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? We are here with the dynamic T. Voss.
Woohoo! Thanks for the invite.
Absolutely. Gotta librarian extraordinaire from Verona Area High School and our district-wide librarian. So, the best thing about these podcasts, people want to hear from the guests, not really from me, and they want to understand all the great things that are happening here in the Verona Area School District, and nobody resonates it better than you. So when we're talking about books, 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 and literacy and our whole goal of literacy for every single child, you mean the world to every student that walks through our door. So thank you for being here today. And snowing in October.
I know, snowing in October.
What are we going to do about that?
Well, I don't know, but we're going to embrace the naturalness of it and just get ready for winter.
Absolutely. All right, so let's jump right in. And for our audience, many of them know you, and for those that don't, that are going to get to know you today, let's give the audience a little bit of your background and your role, and kind of a dual role, Verona Area High School Librarian and our district-wide librarian. So tell us what that means and how we benefit from everything that you bring.
Well, thank you. I'm actually going to step back. I actually started off as a social studies teacher in this district and fell in love with the library just by chance. And then not only have been able to do high school library, the district has entrusted me to lead the district library team. So they look a little different. My day-to-day job, my full-time job, is I get an opportunity to work with 1,800 students and 200 staff at the high school. And this is, I know, I'm actually like tickled. Every day I get to go to work and I love my job. So this looks like everything from collaborating with teachers on research to working with classes on finding texts that fit some of their curricular needs to just individual reading advisory with kids. I get to run clubs. I run a Battle of the Books club. I run a book club. We also do makerspace activities. So I'm really lucky. I have a fantastic job.
As we think about, there's no such thing as a regular day in education.
No.
In public education, every day is a new day, but we come in and we smile every day because our kids bring us so much joy. If you think about a student that comes into the library, they get to meet with you and the members of your staff. Just tell us an anecdotal story about what they bring in, the energies they bring in, and what do they leave with?
Okay, that's a lot. Yeah. They come in, like, the library means different things for our students.
Absolutely.
And for sometimes it's coming in, and I'm just going to go with today.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, I've had an opportunity to be there for a few hours, and like one student came in and said, I'm just starting my research process.
Okay.
And can you help me? Like, I want to tease out my research question and what might be some different avenues that I can go at. And it was great because we started off talking about gender roles and how do we research gender roles and what might it be to do some firsthand accounts and talk to people about it, but the databases and the books. And then I had another student who came in that was wanting to talk about a book that we're both reading at the same time. It's the fourth book in a series, and she's a lot farther ahead in the book than I am, but like just wanted that touch point. And then another student who was just like, I don't know what to read. Can you help me?
Yeah.
So, and we had Lego Challenge today, too. So we did Lego Challenge as the other thing. So there's the academic, there's the social, there's also like students who just need to come in, and we have a beautiful view, and it just is decompressing, and it's just like finding their peace. It's such a large space that you can meet your friends there, or you can come in and just take a little time to regroup and prepare for your next thing in school.
Absolutely. I'm going to segue into that. We're going to talk about a little bit later in the space, but just from my personal experience, sometimes we love what we do in education, but sometimes the stress levels can go up, and you need a space just to decompress. Just walk to the library. Walk to the library. You're going to be greeted with a smile.
Thank you. We try.
And you're going to see a view of books and literature and everything you can imagine, and you're going to see the view of beautiful Verona and everything that our community has invested in education all in one spot, and you just come down, and that's a wonderful space.
Thank you. It really, when they built the space, I knew we were going to have windows, and that's what our students had requested, but I was blown away at the magnitude of the views and just the feel. And at some point, I think kids talked or counted, like, there's 15 different styles of seating.
That's amazing.
In the library. So it fits their needs, and some want that secluded and that view, and others just come in, and I'm fortunate.
When you think about places to learn, and obviously we're an educational system, learning is that is our outcome. Can you think of a better place to learn about yourself, to learn about history, to learn about what you can be, how to be innovative, all in one spot.
It is all in one spot. And I'm truly given the opportunity to buy the resources that we need for our students. And when we look at what our students need, it's first of all, it's not just my voice. It is their voices coming through and what they tell me that they need. And that is their academic needs. That is their social needs. That is their... We have stuff for their emotional health, you know, be it how do you work with stress and anxiety, how do you take tests, how do you prepare for tests, to also just like, what do they want to read and grow? Because they'll read. They just need to find the stuff that they want. And
absolutely. Yeah. And that's the key.
Yep.
So I'm going to read to you one of the most powerful quotes, and is so connected to our district's focus on literacy. And it's also personal. It's personal for me and personal for our educators and our students. It states this: if freedom lies in literacy and students are walking into buildings that are not giving them opportunity to become fluent readers, where is their liberty? And that comes from Lacey Robinson from the CEO of Unbounded Learning. So as you think about that quote and think about your role and your internal passion, which comes to life, it's not internal, it's external. Yeah. What does this quote mean for you?
It's imperative that, and we can go down two paths when we think about this, but it's imperative that we are providing the resources that our students need. And from a curricular standpoint, we're looking at how are we ensuring that they are getting grade level standards, that they are getting access and the supports that they need to be where they need to be. So that, and if we don't, then they are still needing to get that, and that's that liberty. They're not, how do I phrase it? We need to make sure that we are doing what we can, that they are getting the grade light standards. But I'm going to flip my lens and put it in the library. And with that, fluency comes from having the resources that they need, having the content that they are willing to read and want to read, and understanding that this comes in different modalities, right? This comes from not only the physical book, but also the ebooks, the audiobooks, but it is also making sure that there's a variety of things that they can access and read and content deliver for it. Every student who walks through our doors is unique and special and an individual.
Exactly right.
And my job is to ensure that every student who walks into my library finds themselves, period. And if I'm not doing that, it's a disservice to our students. So when we talk about where is their liberty, if I'm not doing that, then I've taken that away from them.
And that audience is exactly why T-Voss is a award-winning library and media specialist.
Well, thank you.
That attitude towards every child in our setting, and we're so blessed to have you you here.
Thanks.
So let's go a little bit deeper into the resources that provide.
Yep.
And I'm going to also tailor a little bit to the bit of that quote. So we opened up with freedom, lies, and literacy. Freedom's a powerful word.
Freedom is.
You know, and we're talking about freedom, the basic right in the United States. It's supposed to be grounded in freedom.
Yes.
If you remove literacy and you remove that access, you can't truly be free.
Correct.
And knowing that responsibility and the passion that we have, and thinking about the resources that we promote in our library and across all of our buildings, how do you work in collaboration with librarians across the Brown Area School District to make sure that literacy and that freedom that our students have comes to life on a daily basis?
Great question. Super lucky that we have a team of librarians who are wanting that same level. We openly have those conversations. For part of it, it is the actual looking at the data, looking at, we actually use data in library, which kind of surprises a few people, but we can see what we have in our collection, and we analyze. We take the time to dig into the analyzing of it. We also work together to make sure that we are bringing in new materials that are meeting the needs and providing. We have a network of us that are like, hey, I just read about this book. This came up in our professional learning. But we also have the conversations with the different colleagues in our building and be this, how are we meeting students whose language is not English as their first language? How are we helping our students who might need accommodations for whatever reason? How are we also just working together to make sure that every kid who opens up a book, they can see themselves, and the representation
exactly
still
right.
looks good.
It's so important.
You know, it's not old. It's a vibrant.
Yes.
And it tells all stories, not just one story.
Absolutely. We have to make sure that there's not one singular narrative out there.
Correct.
And there's perspectives. Without perspectives, you know, how are you really free, and how do you really know and understand and be able to make your own decisions
mm-hmm.
without those perspectives? And so, you know, you work with our librarians across our district, and you also support our classroom teachers as well.
Mm-hmm.
I know many come to you looking for resources to support student learning. Our classroom teachers, where the magic happens, they know our students best. And they want to, okay, here's a student that is aspiring to know and understand these concepts or know a little bit more about themselves, and they'll come to you for resources. Tell us about that partnership as well.
That is something I truly love working on. As a former classroom teacher, I understand that aspect, and being the librarian, I can bring the value added. Research shows when you have collaboration, our students actually do better.
Exactly.
Period. But it looks like it can be everything from I'm at the ideation stage with here's the standard that we're working on. How can we tease this out? And we can tease it out together. It could be, this is the vision that I have. What resources do we have? Or it could be, we have a wide range of students, and what are some different access points that we can get resources into our students' hands? So it's a lot of conversation. It's back and forth. It's such good opportunities to work off each other. We bring something both to the table. You have this this saying about collaboration in our district called the North Star.
Yes.
And it's truly, it's that power. It's the power when you have two or three or four of us working together. We are better serving our students. And it comes, for me, it's how do I support through different text, different resources, different content. But it also could be as a simple level of, we're thinking about adding something new to our curriculum. What might be some different options that we can start exploring? And I help them with that
absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely.
That was a long answer. I like to collaborate.
Absolutely. That's what we're doing right now. So as we think about our partnership with families and parents, and that's so important to the development of the whole child,
yes.
The partnership between schools and home.
Yep.
We also know that in our world of literacy, and you know, you mentioned a student doing research. Unfortunately, there's some bad information out there that's very easy to access.
I'm nodding my head right now for those of you who can't see it.
So when you think about how do we help students and families understand and what to look for research-based information that they can make informed decisions on, that's just not someone's opinion or sometimes just hate speech that's out there, and being able to navigate that world.
Yep, that great question. As you mentioned, there's a lot of different information out there. I think the first level that we as a district team provide is making sure that our students have access to databases.
Yes.
And databases are vetted resources that we have. There might be bias in terms of like somebody comes in with like this concept or this concept, but ultimately somebody has gone through and curated the content. So that's the first level that we try to provide. The second level is just really helping students understand and navigate what gets put out on the internet and who can create and what is the purpose. And that's that critical literacy of digging into the concept. So we as librarians support a lot of different areas because it's not just the English department that might be looking at it or your ELA folks. It could be your health teacher is pulling the resources. It's your science teacher that is pulling the resources. So helping students understand how to critically look at an article is key for that.
Absolutely. And so you use that word perspectives. You can't have a singular perspective. You have to understand all the different thoughts from various people and then be able to make informed decisions from there. And so I love that you put the word bias. We don't provide biased information. We provide researched information to allow appropriate decision making and partner with families so you can do that as a family in support of one another.
Yeah. I think when we look at, when we talk about that, it is important that our families understand it too. Our goal is that we're helping our students to navigate understanding what is out there.
Yes.
And that's also part of what the family role is too.
Absolutely. And so, you know, the one thing I love with these podcasts and the other part of it is that our time is never long enough. So I'm going to do one more question because I can talk to you all day long about literacy, which is, you know, it's been our passion.
Yes.
It's been, and it's really what makes us great as an organization as we continue to work to be that national model for excellence, grounded in equity. But we also want to talk about, and you touched on it already, there's some of the digital world. Yeah, we have to stay on top of the digital world and making sure that as adults that we stay ahead because our kids are learning faster than us in our digital platforms. So what thoughts or advice would you have when it comes to those digital platforms and as it correlates to literacy and learning and understanding, and how do both adults and students continue to navigate this space where, as you say, anyone can put information on a site, but being able to not shy away from the digital platforms, but make sure that we're making informed decisions.
I like how you phrase not shy away from. I mean, we know that even just on a general day, we as educators pull up Google and we look, but we are going through this process really quickly in our heads about, like, who's writing this? What is the purpose of this? What background and credentials are they coming in with this? And then what is the purpose out? So I think even just helping as a family understand that anything that gets put out there, there always needs to be a critical eye.
Yes.
And a critical eye doesn't necessarily mean it's got to take a long time, but going through and just not taking it always at face value, but knowing that, like, what was that purpose? What is the medium that it's using, and what are they trying to get you to do? And sometimes it's fair. It is exactly what it's intending to do. And sometimes, like, there's that pause that you just need to say, I wonder.
Exactly.
And then you just do a little digging and being okay with it's okay to dig.
Those next steps are so crucial. And, you know, I'm a parent myself and being able to always be an educator and being able to talk to our families. Take the next step, learn a little bit more. Don't take that first piece as truth, because you want to make sure that you're taking in information that is thought out, vetted. And also, we're all scholars ourselves. We're all on this journey of being lifelong learners ourselves. And we continue to learn and grow. And there's not a day that goes by that I don't learn a different perspective that I may have grown up with. And that's the only way that you continue to get better as a learner. So, as I said, I can talk all day to you, T-Boss.
Well, thank you, Dr. Clarity.
Is there anything that you would love to tell our public about yourself, about the library, about Veronier School District as we close? I'm going to give you the final word.
I like that. That's a wide open. I have to say that I absolutely love working in our district, and I know that you are here and you're going to smile at me, but you support us in so many different ways. And as a librarian, my goal is to meet all of our students' needs, and the fact that I have that from you is huge.
Thank you so much.
Our team, I would say, and this is my district library team, as well as all the assistants who work in our area, we love serving kids. We want our students to know how to use the library, because ultimately they leave us and they're going to go out into the community. And this is one thing that they can take and it transfers out. So when our students use the library, when our students think about media, when our students think about books and resources, that's transferable. And that's what they're going to start doing with our communities. So we want that support as well, and you're always providing that. So
thank you so much. And on behalf of all the lifelong learners, thank you for everything that you and your amazing team do on a daily basis to allow us to get stronger every single day here in the Veronier School District. So we're turning back to Marcy and close out our day in Loop with the Soup.
Thank you, Ms. Voss, for joining us today and for your exceptional leadership that helps make the VASD a national model of excellence grounded in equity. I'm Marcy Pfeiffer-Soderblum. Thank you for listening to In the Loop with the Soup. Thank you.